and cast your vote for yourself and the women in your life. Remember, women, standing up for what is best for us can make the difference in this election.
Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally Sunday night, not in a swing state, but in his Democratic-leaning hometown. Here's CBS News campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi.
Former President Donald Trump is holding a rally today in Madison Square Garden, and that's kind of an interesting rally to hold with just 8 days left in this campaign. It's being held in Midtown Manhattan, not exactly a battleground. With just 8 days left, all these candidates are trying to reach those crucial voters in those swing states and those battlegrounds.
BBC News correspondent Jeremy Bowen has been following residents' reaction in Iran following Israel's airstrikes there.
For the citizens of Tehran, it is still the first direct attack on their capital since war with Iraq in the 1980s. The sound echoed across the sky. It was terrible and horrifying. We're worried the war in the Middle East is going to affect us too. Why should we live without peace? Everyone's worried about what a war might do to us, but I don't believe a terrible war will happen in Iran.
McDonald's says it will definitely stop getting onions from Taylor's Farms Colorado Springs facility because of the E. coli outbreak associated with quarter pounders using those onions. CBS's Karen Morfitt has more from Colorado.
22 people have now been hospitalized, and the outbreak has widened to include three new states, Michigan, New Mexico, and Washington State. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist in Colorado, where the most people were sickened.
Be on the lookout for symptoms, and if you develop symptoms, to reach out to your health care.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto allowed one hit over six and a third innings, and Freddie Freeman homered for the second straight night as the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the New York Yankees 4-2 for a 2-0 World Series lead. The call on Fox Sports.
Trevino lifts a fly ball to center field. Tommy Edman is there, and the Dodgers lead this World Series 2-0.
Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani partially dislocated his left shoulder during the seventh inning of the game when he tried to steal second base. His status for Monday's Game 3 is unclear. The best-of-seven series shifts to New York for Game 3. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So what do couples want for wedding gifts? CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us.
Forget about fine china and fancy linens. More couples are putting new homes on their registries. A recent survey by the wedding website Zola found 87% plan to add cash funds as an option. And the house fund was the second most popular on a similar site than not, right behind honeymoon funds. The deputy editor says it's because more millennials and Gen Zers want homes, and it gives them an edge in a market where interest rates are still on the higher side. And many current homeowners aren't moving, creating a rate lock effect that hurts first-time buyers. Other funding requests growing in popularity on registries, fertility treatments, and student loan payments. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
NASCAR Truck Series driver Matt Mills was hospitalized after he appeared to be wrecked intentionally during Saturday's race at Homestead Miami Speedway. Michael Toscano, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, sunshine, pleasant day, a high close to 60. Partly sunny and a little breezy on Monday, highs warm to the mid-60s. A chance of rain later Monday and again later Tuesday and Wednesday. It's 39 right now.
Centennial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Refreshed. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
people wearing your green slips.
black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
That's why Standing here all alone without a girl around.